Normally, I'd sit a little closer to you.
Normally, I think you should.
Naturally, I might just hold your hand for a while.
Naturally, I hope you would.
These are the things I'd normally do, but that would be the end, 'cause you just can't get romantic with a pal, a longtime friend.
I'd say you're shy and slightly afraid.
Actually, that isn't so.
Then why don't you put your arm around me just once?
I just might, you never know.
Now, wasn't that quite easy and fun? Like part of nature's trend?
Yes, I think I'll try it on that Larson girl.
Gee, thanks, my longtime friend.
Of course, if we were strangers, meeting one day by chance, I could see a possibility of a beautiful, budding, flowering romance. Powder would hide your freckles, your hair would smell of rose, and you would be strapped and bound and tied in layers and layers of feminine clothes. Then, of course, I'd be obliged to ask you your name.
Tell you soon, I think I would.
I would probably ask if I could walk you back home.
As a gentleman, you should.
So might we both, as strangers, live happily to the end. But I've known you too well, too long to be more than just a longtime friend.
Oh, Martin! Oh,
I'm just kidding. I like your freckles.
You can't even see them.
Sure I can.
I grew out of them, but you never knew it, old friend, old pal.
Now, don't get angry.
Who's angry?
You are. I can see it in your eyes. I've really never noticed how your eyes are so blue.
Really, no? What did you say?
Your loss of freckles really doesn't matter a bit.
Isn't it a lovely day?
So this is acting normally now. I hope the time won't end. But you're spending it normally, naturally, with a special longtime friend.
'Cause
we're spending it normally, naturally, with a special longtime friend.